Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I held up standing
with his hand on his car. Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. Jack Aldridge is our guest, longtime 14-plus member of our Brain Trust, one of the top futurists of our time. He's taught us so much over the years. Author of Jump the Curve, author of Foresight 2020, and many other books that I encourage you to go there. And check out. Jack, I need your website, please.
It is jackaldrich.com, just my name.
U-L-D-R-I-C-H.
Jackaldrich.com.
How you pronounce it, spell his last name. So, folks, you'll get smarter. You'll be smarter when you hang out with Jack, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Jack, we're talking about how to help our audience think like a futurist, and you gave us some good ideas in the previous segment. What are some other things we can do to think like a futurist?
The first one is, as I said earlier, just take time to think. I mean, here's the first thing I want all of your listeners to think about. Today is the slowest rate of change you will ever experience again.
Wow.
I believe that is a fact.
That's
the world is just going to get a little faster and change a little bit more tomorrow and more the next day. So what I do is I have a policy. Once a day for 15 minutes, I just shut down and just think. On a weekly basis, I take an hour to think. And then on an annual basis, I actually take a week every year just to think. And I call it my Think Week. And here's, I'll bring in books and other things. But I have a resource for you, and I'll share it with you. I call it my Think Week resource guide. It's really good websites, periodicals, some recommended books I have. But on a weekly basis, you and your readers will find at least one or two articles where you will say, I need to be thinking about this because this represents an opportunity for me to grow my business.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. There's one other thing I'd like to encourage people to do, and it's just because this is what I do. I read the Wall Street Journal every day. Mm-hmm. And the more you read it, the more you'll scan it. You can't. When I first started subscribing to it, you know, long decades ago, Jack, the first couple of days, I realized it was time to go home, and I hadn't finished the newspaper. I realized I couldn't read the whole thing; I had to scan it. But there are a lot of things in the Wall Street Journal that will be reporting on the things that you just talked about.
Oh, and, without a doubt.
And you'll pick up little things here and there. And I do it. It helps me in my show.
I do the exact same thing. And here's one of the things I always say is think for yourself. And using the Wall Street Journal as an example, sometimes I'll read it instead of front page first. It's really the editors who determine what is the big news. But I know, Jim, you're the same way. Sometimes it's a small article on G7. That catches your eye, say, that's the important thing. So scan it, maybe sometimes start from the back, sort of change up your thinking. You're going to come to some new insights. But, yeah, the Wall Street Journal, I actually read the British magazine, The Economist.
I do, too. Resource. You know what, Jack, to prove to the young kids that I'm not an old fogey Luddite any more than they think I am, I read both of those on my phone.
Wow, that is impressive. You're better than me. I'm still old school. I need the paper.
Well, I like it, but it's just too handy anymore. They've got probably the best app in the world is the Wall Street Journal app. It's excellent. But anyway, go ahead and tell us some more things that we need to do. I like what you say, folks. I'm going to repeat what he said. This is the slowest day. It's the slowest rate of change that you'll see the rest of our lives. And see, Jack, this is the point I'm making about digital ethics. I mean, we have no more time to wait to install ethics into our digital leverage, because tomorrow it's just going to get harder.
Yeah. I agree. So the next piece of advice I have for your listeners is take time to think big. And what I mean here is think 10x. Don't think just 10%. There's nothing wrong with looking for 10% improvements in your business, 10% more efficient, more productive. That's wonderful. But sometimes take a chance to take time to think really big. There's a new construction company who is building buildings 10 times faster than their competitors. Most of their competitors are building hotels in 180 days. They're now doing it in 17 days. That is right. 10X thinking. Right. And my point is, if you're not thinking 10X, you know what? Someone somewhere else is, and they're looking at your business.
Yeah, don't just think, how could we do this 10 times faster? Think, okay, what am I going to do if somebody else that impacts me, never mind what your competitors are doing, what if my customers start saying, hey, we're going to need this to be 10 times faster? What are you going to do?
Yeah, because what that will do is it jars you out of your regular thinking habit. If you really think, how do I get 10x more customers?
Right.
You have to think differently in order to do that. And I think it's in that thinking different that the opportunity really lies.
Right.
But I'm sure some of your listeners are saying that's ridiculous, and it's not. Even if you don't get 10X, because you're thinking differently, I think you're going to get far more than just incremental improvement.
That's exactly right.
So take some time to
because the next things that are coming at you, folks, are not coming at you in a next step way. They're coming at you in a quantum leap way. There's two steps at least above where your next step is. Quick break. JackAldrich.com is the website for Jack Aldrich. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.